It's all smiles today for these kids at the Labour Rights Promotion Network in Mahachai, just outside Bangkok. 16-year-old Win Win Wah spends her weekends and school holidays meeting other child workers and their families and giving them a model for a different way of life.
Although my parents are from Myanmar, I was born and grew up in Thailand. I was brought up by my mother, who was a street vendor, and I didn't really have a chance to go to school. I had to work every day, peeling shrimps and earning a little money.
Wawa, as she's known, tells me she was often forced to work long hours, nights as well as days. The seafood industry relies heavily on subcontracted work to small companies, where child workers are often lured to work in hazardous conditions for appalling wages. More than 1 million workers from Myanmar are in Thailand illegally and have no access to the Thai education system. While hundreds of thousands of them have benefited from amnesties which allowed them to stay legally, most still aren't aware of their rights.
In our community, people don't have any legal knowledge. They just live day to day, making a living. One day, someone from the Labour Rights Promotion Network came along and gave a talk, asking us what help we needed. A lot of families said they wanted help with their children's education. Basic stuff like reading and writing in Thai, and that's when I learned about my legal rights.
Wawa was helped to apply to a special education centre, which prepared her for a place at a local school. Not only did she have difficulty catching up, but she was also much older than the other kids, and many of the teachers complained about having to teach migrant children. Wawa's personal experience is useful to help other families plan their own children's education needs. She now gives talks in the community, showing hundreds of migrant families that it's never too late to go to school. Dewan Korntorn is a coordinator at the Labour Rights Promotion Network.
When it comes to talking to the migrant community and encouraging them to get an education, especially young people, she's the perfect person to talk about how she did it. She can reassure people what it's like going through the Thai education system and how migrant children can fit in.
Despite being just 16, Wawa's Burmese language skills are also put to good use, helping other migrants who fall on hard times.
If there's a case that comes in, I help by acting as a translator for people who need help.
During my visit, half a dozen women have arrived, the victims of exploitation by a local factory. Wawa's helped several other women who had been trafficked into Thailand and promised work, only to end up in debt to their brokers and forced into prostitution.
I feel really sorry for these women. It must have been awful to have been forced to work in a brothel, but I was pleased that I was able to help them in some way. After the brothel was raided, the women were taken to a shelter where they were safe.
Her boss, Dewan Korntorn, says Wawa is very mature for her years.
When doing work on trafficking with migrant workers, we always take Wawa with us. In many cases, we need someone who can react quickly. We often have to provide urgent support to people within 24 hours. Sometimes there's only one interpreter for 20 people. Wawa is very quick and she's now familiar with these cases, and she speaks the language, so she's quite valuable.
The Thai government and the International Labour Organization have pledged to end child labour in the seafood industry by 2014. But according to a recent report, dozens of children were discovered working the night shift at a seafood processing plant. Wawa's other priority now is to finish high school and support her mother on the stipend she receives from the Labour Rights Promotion Network, while pledging to continue her community work as a career. Despite being helped to escape the perils of child labour, grown-up responsibilities are never far away. Nick Martin, DW, Mahachai, near Bangkok.